Flyers Daily with Jason Martinez.
All right, it is a brand new Flyers Daily for the, what is it, the 7th? No, 6th of November, 2025. Flyers Daily presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. We're going to get to a preview of the Flyers Nashville game coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on the Flyers Broadcast Network as this little two-game road trip continues. And then we're also going to get to some YouTube comments from yesterday's show and a couple of DMs. I think we got some interesting conversation points after what was a pretty crazy win for the Flyers in Montreal, earning their first win on the road this season. What a way to get it. Unbelievable. I wanted to mention this off the hop real quick. Big thanks and stick taps to a guy that I've corresponded with quite a bit over the last 8 or 9 months, and that's Eddie Olchuk from the NHL on TNT. We all know Edzo is a great guy, a great hockey analyst, but he's been a great resource for me throughout my journey with colorectal cancer, having gone through it back in 2017. Edzo on the game 2 nights ago on Tuesday, the game that he was calling, had a chance to speak with the panel, with Liam and Biz and everybody, and speak about Hockey Fights Cancer Month, the NHL's initiative. And he mentioned Jason M, that was me, and how nobody fights this battle alone. So I wanted to thank him for not only his words, which I thought were courageous, on point, poignant, and everything on the NHL on TNT, but also his support and continued support throughout my journey. His journey has been kind of in the rear view, although it never ends, but he is moving it forward and paying it forward and helping people go through the journey. And he's been a tremendous resource for me. So thanks to Edzo. Your friendship and your guidance and your help and support has been immeasurable in my journey. Now, yesterday I did go and meet with my colorectal surgeon after I had a procedure last week called a flex sigmoidoscopy. And the pathology came back clean on my results. And I do not have a doctor's appointment until January 13th. We're going to do a reassessment to make sure my scar tissue is all healing on March 6th. But I can go on right now without having a doctor's appointment for a couple of months for the first time in about a year. So things kind of started rolling for me last year around the end of November. And yesterday was my 99th doctor's appointment since November 24th of last year. So the support's been amazing. Thank you guys so much. I feel good. I'm feeling stronger and stronger every day as like I said, with Edzo, this journey never ends, but I feel good and I don't have cancer cells in me and I am getting stronger every day. So thank you very much. And I can't wait for the Hockey Fights Cancer game coming up on November 20th against the St. Louis Blues. I got the banner in the background. If you're watching on YouTube, if you can kind of see that on my TV, the Flyers and Hockey Fights Cancer. So great, great stuff. It's always meant a lot to me, but obviously now it's touched me in a really direct way. And I'm paying it forward as well. I want to help as many people as possible. So thank you guys all for your undying support. Let's get to the preview for tonight's game. How about the Flyers and a rematch against the Nashville Predators? We saw the Predators at Wells Fargo a week ago today, as a matter of fact. Nashville has a record of 15-6-4, 14 points through 15 games, minus 12 in goal differential. Oofa, that's not great. Since they played the Flyers and the Flyers beat them 4-1 at Wells Fargo, they came out their next game, got a win. They actually beat Calgary, who the Flyers lost to on Sunday, beat them 4-2 in Nashville. Then they had an overtime loss at home against the Vancouver Canucks 5-4. And then they lost in overtime to the Minnesota Wild 3-2. Does it feel like more games are going to overtime in the shootout than ever before? And not just for the Flyers, like around the league. It seems like there's so many one goal games. Well, maybe we'll get the data on that and kind of figure that out. But games are, that's parity in the NHL. So when we see Nashville tonight, we'll see a team that we just saw some semi-recency revenge. Philip Forsberg now leading the way in scoring for them. It was Ryan O'Reilly before through 15 games. Forsberg's got 11 points, 6 goals, 5 assists, 11 points. Three power play assists, no power play goals. Shooting percentage is pretty low, 12.8. Ryan O'Reilly, second in points, tied with Michael Bunting. And then Arikala, Luke Evangelista each have 8 points. And Jonathan Marchessault with 6. Steven Stamkos. Boy, ooh, I don't know where they go from here with Steven Stamkos. But it doesn't look like the most motivated player to me. And certainly his best days are in the rear view. He was a great player. He's going to the Hall of Fame. 15 games played, 2 goals and assists, 3 points, minus 5, and 17-24 on the ice, and 1 power play goal. Not a great start to the season for Stamkos. I think that's me kind of stating the obvious. Flyers, with the win the other night, I mean, the jump in the standings was pretty crazy. Because going into the Montreal game on Tuesday, Flyers were in the last spot of the Metro. They win that game, get the 2 points. They go from 8th in the division to, boom, 4th in the division. 13 games played, 7-5-1, 15 points. They are 1 point back in the third place Carolina Hurricanes. Canes do have a game in hand. Flyers plus 3 in goal differential, 6-4 in their last 10, and they won their last one, beating the Canadiens, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. And boy, and we're going to talk about Zekeris in this episode. This just looks so good, this deal. 13 games played for Zegers in Philadelphia. He's got 4 goals, 11 assists. And of those 11 assists, I'd say there's 5 of them where you're like, oh my God, what did he just do? Like the one behind the net where he slips the 2 defenders and sends it across ice from behind the net to Sean Couturier for the one-timer goal. You obviously look at the 2 no-look ones, including the no-look pass to Noah Cates in the Montreal game on the power play where Cates deflects it into the Sam Monton ball and then Bobby Brink slams it home. Or even the spinorama pass backhand on the 5-on-3 to Cam York. He's got a couple of no-look passes. He has been unbelievable. And I've said this on the podcast before, and I'll say it again. If people need to get in line about to say they were wrong about Trevor Zegers, I'm in the front of it because I had this perception of what Trevor Zegers was, and maybe he was when he was in Anaheim. I don't know. Frankly, I don't care. But I had this perception that he was a non-willing defender, all sizzle, no steak, and that it was going to be one of those players that had all this skill, but did he have the belly to win? And everything I have seen of Trevor Zegers since he's been a Flyer, including the day after he got acquired and drove with his mom from New York to the NHL draft party that we had down in Atlantic City, is a guy that is bought in, relishing this second chance, loving being on the East Coast, being around some dear friends in Cam York and Jamie Drysdale, and willing to do whatever it takes to make this fresh start everything it can be and more. This guy, I hear him in the tunnel when I'm wrapping up the in-between periods. Very talkative and very like, hey, when we're out there, we can do that. You know, those kind of things. Every time I've seen him, he is dialed in. He is more than a willing defender. Is he a great defender? No, he'll never be. But is he a willing defender? Absolutely. That's what a coaching staff wants. They want a guy to meet him halfway. He does more than that. To me, he has been, what a deal Danny Briere made. He's got 2 power play goals, 6 power play assists. The amount he's helped the power play is immeasurable compared to where it was. And he has been a revelation. He leads the team in points through 13 games. He's got 15 points. Now, my bold season prediction, preseason predictions, I did not have him as a point per game player. Look, I don't know if we'll finish there. But he has been unbelievable. And like, we're going to get to this question coming up. I got a DM from a guy talking about Zegers and, you know, what you do about this situation. It comes from Matt. He says, hey, Jason, wanted to get your thoughts on the Zegers contract situation. We've seen basically every other big upcoming free agent already get locked in with their current teams. Do the Flyers just go ahead and give Z a contract now since he's already looking so good? Or do you think we need to see if he can keep performing all season? Now, this is a good question. If he keeps performing all season, what happens? The price goes up. Now, we are in a rising cap world. And for high-end talent, guys that are performing well, bought in and are doing all the right things to be here and move this franchise and team forward, I have no problem paying those guys. None at all. But what is it? It's a restricted free agent contract. He's in the final year and he's an RFA. I don't know what that looks like yet. What do you do? Do you sign him now? Have we seen enough after 15 games or 13 games rather and 15 points? That price can probably go up even more. But how could you not like what he has done and the impact he's had on the team? Like the 2 points, like take away the assist, the power play assist, all that stuff. What he does in the shootout is unbelievable. He's a great shootout performer. I think he's at like 66% for his career. That's a huge number, by the way. It's unbelievable what he's done. So do you start working out a deal? Get the agent on the phone? David Neville messaged me and said, "Hey, Jason, I know your journey isn't over yet, but I was glad to see your good news about how well things have gone thus far." Thank you, David. He said, "I wanted to get your thoughts on something I brought up on my own podcast. Is it premature to say that Mishkov is starting to feel automatic in the shootout?" Yeah, Mishkov is starting to feel that way, although he didn't score in that last game. But he's very good in the shootout. Zegras, maybe even better. He said, "In recent Flyers history, you reminded me of prime Giroux or Couturier." Couturier was actually a very good shootout performer. I remember people questioned it a couple years ago. Why would you put Couturier out there? Because he had the highest shootout percentage of anybody on the team. I think he was at like 68% at the time. He said, "Where I feel it's more likely he scores than doesn't." That would be Couturier and Giroux. But who knows? Maybe I'm getting carried away. I don't think you're getting carried away. This, having a player on your team that's not necessarily just a shootout specialist that can also obviously be a big part of your team, like Mishkov, like Zegras. I think Brink's a good shootout guy. Konechny is a good shootout guy. You have a lot of good shootout guys. The Flyers stunk out loud at the shootout when it was first instituted for probably the first decade of it, maybe even more, maybe like 12 or 14 years. I don't remember. Still have scar tissue. Like, are we kidding me? We're winning shootouts? They not only have good shootout shooters, but they have two of the top shootout goaltenders in the NHL in Dan Vladar and Sam Harrison. That's a great combination because those second points are huge. The fact that the Flyers got a point in the Islanders game, which they won in a shootout, the fact that they got a point in the Penguins game, which they won in a shootout, and the fact that they got the extra point against Montreal in the shootout is the difference between where they are now in the standings with, like I said before, the Flyers have 15 points. Take three away. If they don't get any of those wins, you're at 12, and you are solidly in the basement of the Metropolitan Division. Matter of fact, take it a step further. If you don't get a point in either any of those three games, the extra point, you are at 12 points in the basement of the Eastern Conference. That's how much it means. It is crazy. So they are really important points to have good out shootout goaltending and good shootout scorers. Huge, huge element in today's game. It's just the fact of the matter. Mike Haring commented on yesterday's show on the YouTube channel and said, "Can I get your thoughts on the Zegras goal in the shootout? I thought him going slow, then speeding up, accomplished two things." He said the speed change forces the goalie to adjust how he reacts, but it looked like he also used the slow start to just give himself a few seconds extra to catch his breath after doing so much in the OT. I thought it was great and a smart way to attack. I don't think the original going slow had anything with do with catching his breath. There's quite a big gap between the end of OT and the shootout, although he was the first Flyers first shootout shooter, although Montreal was the first shooter. I think that's just a way of showing a change of pace so a goalie can't have a constant flow back with you. You have to adjust the flow back. So it's just something else that the goalie's got to consider. He's coming in very slow. And trust me, as a goalie, you're going, "Oh, come on, dude, just get on with it." Like, you're like, "What are you doing? Like, let's go here." This whole coming in slow thing, it annoys the goalie. And then when he gets just north of the top of the circles, he speeds up. Now the goalie's trying to flow back with him. And Zegras throws the shoulder, freezes the goalie on his heels, and slides it along the ice through the five hole. It was just a great move. But I think the speed up change, I don't think he does it to annoy the goalie. He just does it to change his pace. I don't know if he even knows that it annoys the goalie, but it does. David had commented and said, great explanation on the short side of goal that Vladar gave up. I was like, WTF, what the, you know what? But it makes sense now. Also, I agree about Brink. Dude is a gamer and he seems to play hard every shift. The younger guys could learn from his example. That I agree. That's one of those guys that you watch play and you go, he earns everything he gets. And other guys see that. And I think hard work on a team breeds more hard work on a team around the dressing room because it's a standard. If one guy's going to do it, you all got to do it or else it sticks out. Real quick on the Vladar short side goal. If you didn't see yesterday's episode, the goal that where Lane Hutson shakes off a Flyers winger and then goes behind the net and centers it out front for Kirby Dach. I mentioned that Dan Vladar is in his post lean with the blocker up on top of the pad, totally sealed right post. And when he goes down with the paddle to deflect the pass, unfortunately, A, he deflects it right to Kirby Dach. And because the arm and the paddle go down, it creates the hole and he can't get back up and close it. So that's what David is referring to. Oogie says the Canadians doing the wave is what propelled the Flyers to victory. They always prematurely celebrate there in Montreal. They're singing, ole, ole, ole. It's like, come on, wait till at least the third period. And you got to have at least a 2-goal lead before you start singing. Yostification tweeted or messaged in and said, Nikita Krabenkin is crack ups. He said, when Jamie Drysdale hands him the Bernie mask was a great moment after the game. I haven't seen that. I got to check it out. By the way, not for nothing. As like last year, they had a belt or you have something you give, a hammer or whatever, to the guy that's the player of the game. The guy who won it last game gives it to the guy from the next game. And the Bernie mask, flat out awesome. Like that is cool. So apropos. DJ13 says they went toe-to-toe with what's considered the best young team in hockey on the road and won. And D'Lo was the cherry on top. Nick DeLaurier with that great scrap he had with Arbor Jack Eye. Another mention of D'Lo in here as well, and I got to check this out because this is – look, maybe there's something to it. I don't know. But D'Lo being in the lineup, everybody feels a little bigger. He said, T. Patrick, 6902, says, lots of shots. Flyers played harder. Like they seem to each time D'Lo is in the lineup. It's true. He appears to make space for younger teammates. Check the record with and without. I'll dig that up. So I will absolutely check that out. Log D27 says, what does Konechny need to do to step up? Haven't seen a real drive in his gameplay since before the Four Nations. Look, I think Konechny, he's starting to pile up some assists now, especially. I'd like to see more goals, obviously. Second on the team in points. He's got 10 points in 13 games. He does have 4 goals, 6 assists. There's more production there, I think. His shooting percentage is a little low, 12.1, which tells me one thing. He needs to get to the middle more. When you see a low shooting percentage, either that guy's not a great shooter, we know that Konechny can shoot it. So it just tells me he needs to get a little closer and a little bit more to the inside. But 10 points in 13 games is not horrible, but I think you can get more from Konechny. I do agree with that. And he's got 2 assists on the power play. It's not like he's just eating on the power play. Noah Cates has 4 power play points. Zegras has 8 power play points. Where is the Flyers power play ranked right now? I got to look at this because you had a couple more power play goals in that last game. I said before the season, they had to be at north of like 17th or higher in the NHL. They're 14th in the NHL on power play right now at 20.9%. Holy cow. That is crazy. But fantastic at the same time. So that's a good thing. Really good stuff. Good questions from people. I did get a message from a guy and said, how do I message the show? I'm like, what show? You just did. You can message the show, Flyers Daily, via email, jason.mertetus, M-Y-R-T-E-T-U-S, @gmail.com. Or you can always shoot me a tweet, a DM. My DMs are open. Sometimes I wish they weren't because of all this stupid spam I get. But I'm on Twitter, X, @JasonMert, JasonMyrt. It is the Flyers and the Preds tonight. Boy, 3-game week for the Flyers. Another 2 points on the road tonight will go a long way to going into Saturday's 1 o'clock game against Claude Giroux and the Ottawa Senators. Oof. So everybody, enjoy your hockey tonight. We'll break it down tomorrow. Join us then on a brand new Flyers Daily.